Live Radio. Hey, we're really happy to have Prudence Johnson and Michael Monroe in the studio. Fabulous music here on WTIP. We're so lucky to have these guys come and join us. Michael, it seems like you bring Michael Johnson in, you know, you bring Prudence Johnson, you bring in these great
all
people.
All the Johnsons.
Yeah, all the Johnsons.
Only Johnsons.
Up. Is it only Johnsons that you got connections with? I guess so. But I'm glad that you do. Prudence is up here to do a log cabin concert with you, and that's tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And I was telling folks a little earlier in the program that it's happening.
Good, it's going to be a fun crowd.
Oh, yeah, I think so. And the weather, we've been talking about the weather. It's a great night, Saturday night, to be sitting in there listening and maybe having, you know, an adult beverage or something.
Yeah, maybe a little fire in the fireplace.
Fun.
We'll see.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Prudence, welcome back to the Roadhouse. We haven't seen you for a little while.
It's been a little while. I'm sure glad to be back here.
Boy, I guess we're happy to have you here. And I don't think that many people out in our listening audience don't know you, don't know your work. But if they don't, somebody driving up the shore, maybe they came from Hawaii or something. I don't know.
We if they were smart.
Or maybe they're under 35.
Maybe they're under 35. You know, you started out. I actually met you when you were doing one of your early gigs, and that was in St. Cloud at the
Grand Mantle Saloon.
Yes,
that was my
exactly.
very first paying job in
Wasn't
my whole
something?
Life. So I've known you almost longer than any of my other friends.
Yeah, we don't like to talk about years. We just
no.
talk about... We met early on.
Really early
yeah.
on, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I was only about
great.
19 or 20 when I
You
met
were.
Him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Down in St. Cloud and going to college. And you know, since that time, and you went back to school and graduated with honors from Hamline University. That's got to feel really good.
That was
to
pretty cool.
To be able to achieve that, you know, after you've been through a career singing and taking the time and effort to go back and do something different.
I really liked being in college as an adult. It was... It was a lot of fun. And I don't know, I'm one of those people, I think now, that if I could be in school all the time, I would. You know, just because I love to be thinking and reading and, you know.
Yeah, moving forward.
I like school. Yeah. It was really
I was
good.
Never an adult in college. And I don't think very many of us were back then. But it's in fact, I question whether I'm an adult now.
So, well, that's a good thing, I think.
I think it's a good thing now. Yeah, it wasn't maybe back then,
but
it is now. But you started out a little bigger than the Grand Mantle with Rio Nido, and that was like 10 years or something, wasn't it, that you were...
Yeah, actually, Rio Nido came a little later.
A little later.
I was with those guys from about 7... Our first official job was 77.
Okay.
And through 87, so it was 10 years.
Yeah, then you've done so many things since that time. Prairie Home Companion for years. You were, you performed up here with Dan Chouinard.
I work with Dan quite a bit, and the thing that we like to do with each other in recent years is write these music history shows, and we've got another one we're doing this year and touring around Minnesota, thanks to Minnesota Arts Board tour support grant.
Mm-hmm.
And it is about Minnesota in the 1920s. It's called Millers, Miners, and Moonshiners. And so they're multimedia concert presentations that are scripted, a lot of historical information. We try to make it as conversational as possible, though, and people get to sing along a lot. And then there are often, I mean, there always are archival photographs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a visual experience as well.
You were here and did a similar thing.
I'm trying to remember if we brought the Golden Age of Radio here. I think we did.
I should know that because I was there.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out here while we're singing and playing and doing things, and we'll talk about that again. But you've got one up on Michael, though, too, because you also did some film work. Unless you have, Michael, and I didn't know about it, but...
Not that I recall, no.
No.
Except my own videos.
Got in with A River Runs Through It with Robert Redford.
Oh, yeah, that just dropped out of the sky on my head. That was
that had
incredible.
To be fabulous,
cool. That was really great. The weird story behind that is that I was actually living in Nashville, but back in Minnesota for the summer, because that's the only, you know, I could work up here and not down there. And I was staying at a friend's house sitting for her while she was gone for the summer, and her phone rang. This is before cell phones. Her phone rang, and it was for me. And it was somebody asking me if I wanted to be in Robert Redford's new movie.
Oh,
Yeah, so what would your first reaction be?
Oh,
you'd
God.
Go, yeah, who is this really?
Yeah, I just say, oh, yeah, that's another solicitor or something, you know, some scam going on, but no.
Or some goofball, but it was true. So that was really awesome.
Yeah.
And then I was working really steadily with the Prairie Home Companion when the Prairie Home Companion movie was made. So, you know, I had...
Fun movie.
Really goofy, I think.
Yeah.
Really goofy movie, but it was... I was one of the people who just had to be around pretty much every day and just kind of wait and see if they needed me. So I actually was there for a lot of the filming, and it was just, it was really great to watch the process.
When are you going to get it? When's your phone going to ring, Michael?
I want to be in pictures.
I better find your microphone. There you go. Yeah, but your phone hasn't rang in the same way, but you're busy all the time.
Yeah, I still love what I'm doing, and we stay really busy and still making music. And
Yeah. And are you still doing some educational things?
From time to time. And the Arts Board is so good to musicians. Mm-hmm. We're on our second grant to do a video, and so we just finished our Log Cabin Concert video, which is we've been doing for 9 years.
Oh, wow.
And so it's footage of the last year of performances at the Log Cabin Concert and a few interviews with happy people that have been there. And so we just finished that, and we're picking up the DVDs on Monday. Yeah.
That's got to be a lot of editing, a lot of hard work.
Yeah, it was a learning curve for me. I was the editor. I had another videographer that did the most of the good video work, and I had a few pieces that I was able to get out of my camera that worked really nicely with the whole project. So it was fun pulling that together.
Do you get kind of tired of the whole thing after you've been editing for hours and hours and hours?
Well, it's weird because it's tedious, and yet the time just flies because once I got the hang, I had to go to school on it pretty much with a book and figure out what the heck I was doing. But then once I did, I went, wow, this is fun. I can do some really cool things with this. And I'd used Pro Tools to record the sound, so the sound was really important to me to make sure it wasn't just, you know, the camera sound or whatever.
Yeah.
And so it came together really nicely.
Well, that's cool. So what happens to that when you're done? Where do you put it out?
We sell it from the stage.
Okay.
And we're also, new thing, we're putting music and the video on USB drives. These really cute little bamboo USB drives that we're selling, and so I've got one that has all of my music, over 100 songs, and another one that has the DVD and also a few extra albums and stuff, and people are eating it up because everybody listens to music on their iPod now, so why buy a CD when you can get a whole bunch more on this sweet little drive and
just plug
load
it in.
And
away you go.
And it bypasses the whole iTunes thing, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And did you say you got some grant support?
Yeah.
To do this project? Yeah. So it's time to do a shout-out to the state of Minnesota,
to the
voters and the taxpayers of Minnesota, because the Legacy Grant of 2000, the Legacy Amendment of 2008 has provided such incredible resources to the arts and cultural heritage of
Minnesota. And the Arts Board is so, and they're very careful, you know, they're not just throwing money around. You have to really, you know, toe the line of meeting your goals and doing exactly what you said you were going to do. And they've been great.
A lot of things for WTIP as well.
Oh, cool.
Helping us out here. And actually, the Roadhouse, we get support to help us with our producer, Ann Passes.
Oh, yeah.
That we're able to have a producer.
Cool.
So pretty fabulous here, too. Of course, I don't know why they picked the Roadhouse. There's no culture here unless you guys come in.
Well, thanks.
Then it gets improved. You know? When you guys are here, I got to say there's some culture in the room, that's for sure. Well, who would like to start with some music? Prudence?
Well, I hate to be chauvinistic, but ladies first, I think.
Oh, really? Okay.
Okay. You got a blue one going?
Let's see. I got a confession. My fingers are really sore because I've been rehearsing all afternoon.
Oh.
You know, so this might get bloody.
We don't want that.
Okay, I'll sing you a song. I just put lotion on my hands. What a stupid thing to do. A song written by a woman named Abby Lincoln, who is gone now, but she was a singer, an actor, an activist. Really cool person, and she wrote this gorgeous song. I think about the life I lived, a figure made of clay. And I think about the things I lost, the things I gave away. And when I'm in a certain mood, I search the halls and look. Last night I found these magic words in a magic book. Oh, I forgot the next chord. Oh, no! Throw it away. Throw it away. Give your love. Give your life. Each and every day. It belongs to you. There's a hand to rock the cradle and a hand to help us stand with a gentle kind of motion as it moves across the land. And the hands unclenched and open, gifts of life and love it brings. Just keep your hand wide open if you're needing anything. Throw it away. Throw it away. Give your love. Give your life. Each and every day. And belonging to, acknowledging a name. So keep your hand wide open if you're needing love today. You can't lose it even if you throw it all away. It belongs to you. No, you can never lose a thing if it belongs to you.
Beautiful, huh?
Sweet.
You know, Dave, if you want to grab a mic and swing it over, except for when Michael's playing, then you can still be a part of this.
But I can say sweet, too.
There you are. Good. Thank you. We didn't want Dave to be shut out. You know, we've got four mics, and Michael can use the red one to talk until we need to play. Do you know Pink Martini? Is it Pink Martini?
Oh, yeah.
From, I think they're from the...
Fun group.
Yeah, from Oregon.
I'm from Portland.
Portland, yes. And that song and your voice reminded me. I thought, geez, it sounds just like Pink Martini.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cute.
Did you have the same feeling?
Let's have one.
Pardon? Well, we should have one. Yeah.
You know, when you say that, yes, I can connect that because we have that album and we've had fun listening to it and it's really sweet stuff. So
yeah. That kind of music is just great to hear. Michael, what have you been doing as far as getting out there? Have you been down in the Twin Cities? You've been moving about, getting
back
where
and
warm?
Forth, back and forth a lot. Well, we got away once to the warm. We got to the Bahamas. Oh, and it was lucky our friends have a boat down there, and they invited us to come down, and we said, okay. And so she had a graphite guitar down there. Oh. I didn't bring one because I didn't want to, you know, deal with it. It was vacation. So I ended up playing her guitar like every day on the boat and for the rest of the yacht club that they stayed with. And it was just a lot of fun. It made me want to think about, you know, I should really plan this better so I can just, you know, make money while I'm down there, or, you know, pay for the vacation. Or
sure. Now, but, graphite guitar?
Yeah, it's something that's great for a boat because the wood wouldn't, it's not wood. So you can like leave it in your car overnight when it's zero or below zero, or you can have it on a salty situation on a boat, and it's not going to go weird. It doesn't, you know, sound as good as a wood guitar, but it's something to play.
But and it's not going to get just have bad effects.
Right. And she had a ukulele, too, I was having fun with, because I'm a new uke owner now, too.
Oh, well, Prudence, of course, plays the
ukulele. Yeah, that's a sweet-sounding uke they have there,
yeah.
It's beautiful, too.
Prudence, did you get out of Minnesota for this terrible winter weather-wise?
I didn't set foot out of Minnesota this winter. I stayed and suffered the entire time.
Oh, man, you should get a medal or something.
I know. Huh? I know.
For being stalwart. Because
and I guess too busy, and I don't know.
Yeah, just stuff going on. Yeah. Besides, you're tough.
I feel kind of worn down by it, really.
Well, yeah, cabin fever is amok here in Cook County. I know that. So,
did you ski today, Buck?
I did not ski. It was a beautiful day, though. I don't know.
Oh, it was.
How it would have held up skiing. It got a little on the warm side.
Yeah, I got out early, and I was able to ski 5 miles and came back with like about 2 inches of snow stuck to the bottom of my ski. The first half was great, but, you know.
Yeah, then it kind of soured up a little bit.
Trying to stay with the exercise routine, you know.
You have to set up your alarm for 3 a.m. now. Maybe it's cool enough then.
Yeah.
So I bet you have a tune that you're ready for.
I would love to play a song because that's what we do.
That's what we do.
And I love doing this song this time of year. It's just perfect for where we're at right now. I'm just a fool for April. There's nothing more to say. Long as I can remember, she's led my heart astray. When I was green as willow, she had me ditching school. And even then she tricked me. I'm just an April fool. She tangles dogwood blossoms into her yellow hair. She uses the same perfume the Smoky Mountains wear. She keeps the flame of summer round her neck as a jewel. She breezes in to see me, and I'm an April fool. She entrances me, and she dances me, and she flies me like a kite. And I soon forget that she's only come to play. And there comes a day when she will not stay, and I lie awake at night, hoping next time April, May, when I walked out this morning, April had up and gone. And it was was clear as water. She's only led me on, and it will be next winter before my heels will cool, and then I will forgive her. I'm just an April fool. She knows I will forgive her. I'm just an April
Thank you, Michael.
Beautiful.
April Fool. Wasn't that something, Prudence?
That's gorgeous.
That is a gorgeous tune. Yeah. You know, I tell people how lucky I am, and now you too, Dave, to be in this little studio, because your voices just fill this place. It's way different than other experiences, you know?
Yeah.
It just is.
It's very close.
Mm-hmm. In fact, some people can overwhelm this studio because they don't have the experiences that you guys do.
Well, you brought bands in here. I mean,
oh yeah, I know.
Craziness. I know. Yeah, but it works
with big speakers.
That you too.
Know. Oh yeah, we've had tall speakers in here, and Bob and I just about have to be in the other room to do the show, but we don't do that anymore. So yeah, that was a great song. There's so many of your tunes that that I think about requesting, but of course I always request like the same two, and maybe later on I don't know if I'll talk you into it tonight, but
I'm at your mercy.
Are you?
You're the boss.
Yeah. Prudence, is this the first time that you'll be playing with Michael? Have you guys played together before?
We were just discussing that out in the hallway a minute ago. We've known each other since, I'm sure, the 80s.
Yeah.
And have been aware of each other's work for decades now, but
yeah.
Michael remembers a time when he sat in with some band I was
Playing this place downtown. I can't even remember the name of it. It was right on First Avenue, but it wasn't First Avenue Club. It was
So many places came and went.
Yeah, you know? It was right across from
like Butler Square or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Close to there.
I vaguely remember that place.
And you were playing, and you said, hey, you want to sit in?
Oh.
And we did Twisted together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But aside from that, not really.
No.
You know, we've appeared on the same stage many times. Michael comes down for the St. Joan of Arc Cabaret, which is a gigantic extravaganza every fall. And so we're always on that together.
Awesome.
It's
thing.
Sort of a cast of thousands.
Oh, craziness. All the best musicians in the Twin Cities get to like come together and hear each other for once.
Yeah, and it's sort of like old home week, you know.
Yeah.
It's the only time you see people. And,
And you get paired up with people that you haven't sung together.
We haven't been paired up there yet.
Yeah.
So sometime between now and tomorrow night, we're going to figure out what our duet possibilities
are.
Okay. Yeah.
That'll be cool.
Trio, actually, because Jane Alexson is coming up.
Yes, yes.
She lives in Superior now. She's she'll be playing bass and guitar with me. She's a member for a couple years now of the Big Top Chautauqua Orchestra, the Blue Canvas. What are they called? The BCO, Blue Canvas Orchestra.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah, they have some great music over there.
She's great, and she'll be coming and joining us, too. Mm-hmm. So I hope people will come on out to the Log Cabin concerts. I have never been out there. It just looks so it looks so warm and glowy in all the pictures.
It is very warm and glowy.
Kind of caramel colored. And,
and it's very intimate. And we have a few seats left, so give us a call.
Yeah.
387-2919.
Good
area
night.
Code 218.
Now I don't have to ask you because you already did it. Prudence, we'd like to hear another song. What have you got?
Would you?
Sure, love to.
Okay. I'm trying to think if I can
How's your hands doing?
They're fine.
Okay.
True artist has to suffer.
A true artist has to whine about her problems. I could do... Does that sound enough in tune? Well... Okay, I could do this old folk song that I like to do.
see if I can pull this off.
When I was single, I dressed up so fine. Now I am married, go ragged all the time. I wish I was a single girl again. Dishes to wash and the well to go to. Now I am married, got everything to do. I wish I was a single girl again. When I was single, ate biscuits and pie. Now I'm married, it's cornbread or die. I wish I was a single girl again.
Was it you or me?
When I was single, marrying was my crave. Now I am married, I'm troubled to my grave. I wish I was, wish I was, wish I was a single girl again.
Sweet. You even got Michael to join in there for a while. That was cool.
Yeah. I couldn't help it.
Well, yeah.
Just felt it, you know.
Should happen. Where did that song come from, Prudence?
Oh, geez, you know, I don't know.
Who knows?
It's an old song. It sounds kind of like Appalachian or something, doesn't it, maybe?
Well,
I'm not really sure about its origins, but I'm sure there were many, many millions of women who could, you know, relate to the sentiment.
Uh-huh. Well, probably still are.
Yeah.
for maybe different reasons, but not just what they were.
It was the guy. It's always the guy.
Yeah, it must be the guy.
Wish I wasn't. Yeah.
I did a show a couple years ago now, maybe, with Dean McGraw, who's a guitarist from Minneapolis, and Michelle Kinney, a cellist. And it was all mostly American and British Isles folk songs from going as far back as the 1500s, I think.
Wow.
That were stories about women and their various predicaments. And so I think we called it Fearless and Fallen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where that came. That's where how I found that song.
Some of those older songs, do you alter them at all? Do you try to keep them original as far as how you sing them and play them? Or?
You know, I don't know if I've ever even heard anybody do that song. I don't think I ever heard anybody do it. I found it in a book.
Okay.
Oh. And so with that one, I actually just made it up, and I had found this little way to play the uke that's kind of, it's almost like the way you play a dulcimer.
Yeah.
Because most of the two of the strings are open, and then you're just kind of running your finger up and down on these top two.
So you knew the words, but you knew the melody
and the melody.
Okay.
Yeah, the melody was written out. So,
yeah.
And then it's, I guess with that one, sometimes I try to, I don't know, okay, let me back up a minute, because with folk songs, it's really hard to be true. Unless they were written, you know, like in the 20th century or something, which we consider some of those songs folk songs.
Mm-hmm.
But the really old stuff, it's morphed and changed and, you know, passed on through oral history and all that for so many years and decades that
it's a constantly changing art form, I think. And some songs, you'll go and look for a song and you'll find like 10 versions of it. There's so many songs like that where there's many, many, many published versions of the same song, same general idea.
So you kind of go with the flow, what you want it to sound like?
Usually in those cases, I mix and match. You know, I like this verse, I don't like that verse. So then once again, it's morphed again, my interpretation of it.
Uh-huh. That's pretty cool. We have time for another Michael Monroe song.
And what would your request be, Buck?
I'm not going to make a request. I'm going to say, whatever you like to play today. It's good with me.
Okay. Well, let's see. Something in tune. Wow, I'm a little stumped. I could do, let's see.
You were just waiting for me to ask for something, huh?
Yeah. I think I'll do this one because I know you want it.
Okay. He knows what
I keep asking for the same two songs every time Michael comes out.
He only likes two of my songs.
Well, I like them all. Come on.
All right. Okay, here it comes. I've tried to imagine who you are, where you are, what were you feeling the day that I was born? Somehow you slipped away and I lost you before I knew your face. I lost my place. Do you ever think of me over all these years? Ever want to see the me that I've become? I'm not asking you to change or rearrange your life, but do you ever think of me when I'm thinking of you? It's true, you never knew the father who was singing in a new town most every night, always moving on. But you found your own voice, strong and truly knowing who you are. You found your song. Out of the blue, you're asking the question I'm asking you. And did you ever think of me over all these years? And did you ever want to see the me that I've become? Asking you to change or rearrange your life, but do you ever think of me when I'm thinking of you? Do you ever think of me when I'm thinking of you?
Beautiful song, huh? Prudence? Yeah, really nice. We've been visiting and listening to Michael Monroe and Prudence Johnson here live in the studio.
It's really fun. We get together at 7 and have a nice reception time, get to know each other, meet the artist kind of a time, and then we'll do a set, and we're going to split the first set, and the second set will be mostly Prudence and Jane, And we're going to see if we can collaborate on a song somehow. It'd be like throwing stuff into a pot and see what happens.
Oh, it's going to be great. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'll be there too.
Yes.
And I want to thank both of you so much for coming into the Roadhouse tonight.